So, Bill, this is a pretty monumental achievement. I mean, this has been dragging on for quite a while now. A lot of people seem quite happy with the result. What was your reaction to finding out the news of the settlement?
I was really pleased that we were able to secure a win, which is the largest class action outcome in Australian legal history. I mean, I wish that the case had never been necessary. And I know that for a lot of people who were hounded by the government illegally, put through stress and worse, getting their money back and some compensation is not the preferable outcome. It would have been better if it never happened. But it did. And the class action, which I helped pull together, has seen the federal government cough up the money it was never entitled to and have to pay some modest compensation to hundreds of thousands of Australians.
And I know that you've been suggesting as well that we should go ahead with a royal commission into what happened. Why are you calling about that? Can you tell me a bit about that?
Well, the problem with RoboDebt is that for 4 years, the Coalition Liberal National Government decided to try and raise money for the budget by basically chasing the poor, creating a notion that everyone on welfare is cheating the system and that they would have this marvellous RoboDebt automated campaign where the computer says you owe the government money. And, of course, it proved to be completely illegal. Now, the government at the door of court, rather than have their senior people, politicians, senior ministers and bureaucrats have to answer for their conduct, made an offer which would actually put people back in the position they were in before any of this happened. So I understand why the settlements occurred. But we're no clearer in understanding how could a government, democratic government, run a shakedown racket of hundreds of thousands of its own citizens for years, which was completely illegal, and no one knew or no one stopped it or no one's responsible. I mean, in any other business, if you illegally send out debt collectors for $1 billion, someone will get fired. But in this government, they seem to get promoted.
And so a lot of people have, sort of spoken about the impact that RoboDebt has had on their lives. And there are some really devastating stories out there. You know, it's one thing to say that we've reached a settlement, but this is not the end for a lot of people. What comes next?
No. Well, I think a Royal Commission will give real closure because then it can explain to people what happened, who made the wrong decisions, who broke the law, and how do we make sure it doesn't happen again. So that would, I think, bring complete closure. As I say at the outset, whilst this is a landmark settlement, you know, legal records tumbled yesterday, the fact is it comes too late for too many people who just had their lives tipped upside down. I mean, most people were made to feel ashamed. Most Australians don't like to be in debt. Most Australians don't like the idea that, you know, they've been given money they weren't entitled to by the government. But turns out all of it was wrong. And yesterday, the government had the cheek to, on one hand, say, oh, here's $1.2 billion, but on the other hand, say, oh, we haven't admitted liability. Well, they must think people are stupid. You don't pay $1.2 billion if you think you've done the right thing, do you? And, you know, no one's responsible. You know, it doesn't matter if it was Prime Minister Morrison, who was Treasurer when RoboDebt came in. He boasted about the new RoboDebt program. There's the Attorney General, Christian Porter. He was Social Services Minister, Alan Tudge, another Liberal. These aren't household names, really, but these are Liberal ministers who basically were happy to whore-shame people and say, we're going to catch you if you ripped off the government. But it turns out the only people ripping anyone off was the government.